What five key skills do you need to be a leader? Successful leaders should have a variety of skills. There's no such thing as a definitive list of skills needed to be a leader. It goes without saying that a leader needs to have a technical expertise required in the discipline. But what makes the leader different to just an expert? Here it is. Some of the things that make the difference. Strategic thinking and planning skills. Leadership is about having a vision of where you want to be and working to achieve that vision. Strategic thinking is a process of developing a strategy by having a strategic plan, starting with assessing where you are now, what your current position is, and then deciding what and where you want to be. The next step is how to get there and what actions are needed to take. So strategy is all about the future. Some people say that only certain persons can think strategically. But like any skill, it can be learnt. Communication skills, well, you'll often see job adverts, employers looking for people with strong communication skills. What do they mean by it? These are our life skills that we use when we interact with people on a day-to-day basis. They include verbal communication, not only what we say, but how we say it. Non-verbal communication, which includes our facial expressions, tone and pitch of our voice, our gestures through body language and physical distance between communicators. Did you know that 93% of our communication is non-verbal? Listening skills means how we receive and interpret verbal and non-verbal messages sent by others. Negotiation. Working with others to find the solution and avoid dispute. Assertiveness is being able to stand up for your rights in a calm and positive way without upsetting others and not getting upset yourself. Organisational skills. Construction projects are complex by nature, and good organisational skills are essential in order to complete the tasks on time and within budget. So, how do you demonstrate good organisational skills? The key elements of good organisational skills are planning, meaning accurately estimating time and effort required to complete the task. Prioritisation is dealing with tasks in order of importance. Time management is setting timelines to achieve certain goals or tasks. Problem solving. Let's look at our construction industry, for example. The construction industry is a very dynamic, ever-changing environment, and problems are part of a working day. It can be a burst pipe, delay in delivery of materials, staff shortages, never-ending. Problem solving is a process that requires you to analyse, think laterally, have initiative, apply logical reasoning, and be persistent until the best solution is found. Decision-making is a natural result of problem-solving, but it's also a skill in its own right. A leader's decision-making is often a combination of intuition and reasoning, usually applying these two aspects in turn. First, you evaluate information or situations, gathering all facts and figures. Once an answer is found, it is the turn of intuition. What does your gut feeling tell you? Does it feel right? You need for the decision to feel right, because if it doesn't, you won't implement it well or effectively.